Well, I really don't know about when he came to London, but I know he was in London. He was quite a successful man in his trade. He opened the factory with his brothers. They were called Stockman Brothers. They're brought up in Blythe Street, and then they moved to Jane Street, which is just off Commercial Road. And the factory that I know about that he had was in Pritchard's Row in Hackney. And that's as much as I know about him, but they were very big during the Second World War, making uniforms and jodhpurs, very big in jodhpurs and trousers. Used to make a marker, which has got all the sizes marked onto it, and you have to make sure they're all paired, because you can't have two backs and two fronts. They've got to be the right way up in pairs, and then you'd make that marker for, say, you want five sizes. It would be probably 6 meters long. Then you'd have to lay the cloth up. So you get two people each side of a table, pulling the cloth out. Okay, you know the length because you've already got it on the paper, and then they cut that off. And then it would end up about that high. And then that marker where we did the pattern on, we'd iron it to the top. Okay? And then I'd get the big electric cutting machine and cut them all out.
The big shears.
These ones were for cutting sort of samples, like you cut one pair of trousers out. Right? Because the longer the blade, the straighter the edge you get on the garment. Because if you've got a short blade, you're moving about, and one big cut does a nice straight line. So, but you rest them on the table like that. That's what that rests on the table. You've got no weight at all. But these are an average size. Some of them are about 14-inch blades, 12-inch blades. But I wouldn't part with these. After I finished with the factories, what my father and I did, we opened a pattern cutting service, and that was in Commercial Road. All the manufacturers, they bring us a garment which they've probably bought from somebody else, and they want to copy it. Plagiarism was everywhere. You know, they copy everything. So they'd bring that garment to us. Can you make me the pattern? So we'd make the pattern for that one garment, and then the next day they'd say, "Yeah, we've made it up. It's fantastic. Can you do me 10 sizes or 8 sizes?" And then I'd make 8 patterns all in one go with the big hefty shears. It's called stack grading. I'd do them all in one go. We used to do that for William Hunt in Savile Row, and my uncle in his factory, he was Jeeves and Hawkes. They probably had about 20 or 30 people working. I don't really know too much. I mean, there's probably 20 or 30 people in that picture. It looks like a staff picture, doesn't it? From what I've been told, my grandfather was a very amenable, happy man, and very generous. Which, when there's generosity, it makes a good working environment. My father was the same. He was too generous. I mean, I was talking to one of the workers yesterday, who worked for my father and for me, Patsy Palmer's mother, girl off EastEnders. I was speaking to her last night, and in fact, the young Patsy Palmer, my father gave her a first wage envelope when she was about 13. I'm a machinist, and they just push them in front of a machine, even if they weren't. They had to pick it up very quickly. There was probably a lot more work than there is now. You could just probably walk into somewhere and get a job. I mean, it's very difficult to get a job now. 20, 30 factories all in one street, and you just walk your way along. If you can't get a job in one, you get it in the next one. I do remember it was like musical chairs, because like when my father sacked somebody, they'd go and work for the factory upstairs, and 3 weeks later they'd come back again, and then they'd go to this one round the corner, then they'd come back again.